rationale behind the Destiny study is that we know from previous studies, such as the STIM study, that a number of patients who've had deep molecular responses to imatinib and other tyrosine kinase inhibitors can stop therapy. But what we wanted to explore was whether a wider range of patients would be able to reduce their dose of therapy and possibly stop therapy, which would then mean that more patients were able to reduce their dose and potentially have fewer side effects. The Destiny study was conducted at 20 sites across the United Kingdom. The study was funded by Bloodwise and the University of Newcastle. We recruited 174 patients to two different groups, one that still had low levels of detectable leukemia and one with undetectable leukemia. And once patients were told about the study, they were given the option of whether or not they wanted to enter the study. Quite a lot of patients were concerned about entering the study because they'd been on their treatment for a very long time and they didn't want to stop therapy. So those patients were excluded from the study. But overall, over about 15 months, we were able to recruit 174 patients to the study. Once the patients were recruited to the study and we confirmed their level of response, they then went on to half-dose treatment of either imatinib, dasatinib or nilotinib. We then monitored their BCR-ABL levels monthly for the first 12 months while they were on half-dose therapy to make sure that their level didn't rise above MMR, which is a level of 0.1% BCR-ABL. At the end of the 12 months, if they remained in MMR, then the patients were able to stop therapy. The data that's presented here is the de-escalation phase or the half-dose therapy, and it's likely that the stopping data will be presented at future meetings. The main results of the Destiny study are that 93% of patients were able to successfully half their dose of tyrosine kinase inhibitor. We then split the patients into two groups, those that had the small amounts of detectable leukemia and those that had undetectable leukemia. Within the group that had small amounts of detectable leukemia, 9 out of 49 patients had recurrence of the leukemia gene, and within the patients that had undetectable leukemia or a level of MR4, 3 out of 125 patients had recurrence of the leukemia gene. Of all those patients, which was 12 patients in total, all patients responded to reintroduction of treatment within 4 months and went back to their original level of response. We did see a difference in the length of time it took for the recurrence of the leukemia gene. So those with low levels of detectable disease, the leukemia gene recurred at a median time of 4.4 months. And for those that had lower levels of disease, those that had undetectable disease, it recurred at 8.7 months in the three patients where it recurred. In terms of side effects, which was a really important part of the study, was collecting information on side effects. We found that the majority of patients noticed an improvement in side effects within the first 3 months of reducing their dose of therapy, but thereafter there weren't further improvements in side effects. So patients that saw a benefit from reducing, it was within the first 3 months. In terms of the financial implications of the study, with the 174 patients that we recruited, we had a saving of £1.9 million in the 12 months where they reduced their dose of therapy, and that's on a total drug bill of £4.1 million. So it's cost savings of around about 47% of the drug cost. I think this study has important implications for clinical daily practice. Increases the opportunities for patients who perhaps haven't had such deep molecular responses to reduce their therapy and reduce their side effects. It also has implications financially, because if we're able to save drug costs in CML, then we can use those savings for drugs in other types of cancer or elsewhere. So I think that's really important as well, that we can better use our drug budget if we're able to reduce therapy and stop therapy in some of these patients and do it safely.